Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is depth. There's a lot of different style receivers from size, speed, quicks. Some have better hands. Some are not great rack. They got good hands, but you're probably not getting much. Some other ones maybe have less size, but if you can get the ball in their hands, they kind of turn into a little bit of a running back.
Did you say the words running back? I missed the first part of that.
He did. So some become more of a running back with the ball in their hands.
Okay, I see.
Which has been said about...
Think of them like a running back? Listen, if I get one of the two, I'd rather have receivers where you think of them like a running back than running backs where you think of them like a receiver.
Yeah. All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Had Bills Media Day yesterday. Heard from the assorted crowd.
Peyton Krebs says the Sabres are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Should we touch on that?
We could do it quickly.
Here's something to touch on quickly. The Sabres fired Don Granato and then very quickly decided that that was a very easy scapegoat. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who knows how much truth there was behind it all, but it all pretty quickly went to, oh, yeah, yeah, we need to be more accountable and we need to be pushed harder and we need this and this and this and this.
Right.
You know, there's a point to be made about if you wanted someone from the Sabres to be held accountable, you're mad at Alex Tuch. To the press box. Who goes in? Why wouldn't this team did not use the guys in Rochester as,
right,
we've got hungry young players down on the farm that will come up here and do anything they can. They would die to be up in this team and be not riding the bus.
Right.
Instead, those guys stay down there while the Sabres have a full line of guys that they don't really get much from.
Yeah.
So, you know, just not to say that they should not have fired Granato because the results didn't match what their expectations were, but they're still not like a salary cap team. They still don't spend a lot. So yeah. A team that had a lot of players, have a slump, doesn't spend a lot, in a tough division, missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Did the GM do everything he could have done? They also traded their leading scorer at the deadline.
They did do that. He was in first, yeah. On the team when they did it.
Just a couple things happened other than they weren't accountable.
For me, it's still just weird that if accountability is the thing that we're blaming the season on, I'm not saying Granato is absolved of that. Why is he taking all of the brunt and not the captain of the team from the last three seasons? But that's what I just don't get. Because what, he's going to work for the team again at some point, so they don't want to throw him under the bus? But it's weird to me that Granato is getting all of it. They're talking about player accountability. What about their captain? I know they're not going to talk about Okposo, but to me it's the same thing. It's if it's the coach, then it's also your leaders. And your leaders were Okposo and Gergensen's. Yeah. Simply put, if accountability is your problem, or was your problem, then it's Granato and it's Okposo and it's Gergensen's.
Quick note on the Lions' new uniforms that I think is awesome. I just learned this, and
okay.
I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, the Dan Campbell thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
So Dan Campbell wanted the Lions to get black jerseys.
Yep.
He just wanted black jerseys that they would wear for some home games. And Lions president Rod Wood revealed that Campbell had been lobbying for the Lions to bring back black jerseys, which he himself wore when he played for the Lions. He's been asking them to go to black jerseys since he was hired.
Yeah.
We're in the draft room months into his tenure. He wore the black when he was here. He said, Rod, when can we get the black jerseys back? He said, I'll make a deal. When you win the division, I'll bring the black jerseys back. They won the division. They're wearing black jerseys.
Wow, that's cool. It's his reward?
That is really cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. Wait, when did they have black jerseys before this? They had them before?
When Dan Campbell played for them, they must have had
when they played
black,
for him. Okay.
Black jerseys way back when. And here he is in his first draft meeting before his first time as a head coach. When can we get the jerseys? When you win the division, he wins the division, they're going to wear some black jerseys.
That's pretty sweet.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So, nice job, Lions. All right. PFF.com for the draft. Ready?
All right, let's
do
it.
Friday mock.
This is going to be the best one.
Best
it's going to be the best one we've done yet.
Best one yet, I'm confident. We'll do two rounds.
Okay. We'll get to pick 60. Maybe we'll double dip.
Listen,
maybe the center will be there.
Here's what we'll do. We will trade up and trade a future first, but only if it makes sense. Only if it makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is... That's under our discretion, whether it makes sense or not.
That's the thing. When Bean says, I don't love giving up a future first, but I would if it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, same with us, if it makes sense. Let's start the draft and see how quickly these receivers go and where we can get to. Because, again, let's think about the draft.
Would we try to get to six this time if there's only one left?
We'll see. Caleb Williams goes number one to the Bears.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels goes number two.
Okay, he is the favorite at the moment, the betting favorite. Those odds, though, are shifting down.
Speaking of betting favorite.
Go ahead.
We got gambling scandals, blah, blah, blah. There's something to be said about for the odds on a guy getting drafted. Because, again, Will Levis was the favorite to go two. And I think that inherently built into the odds. When you see, and you started to do it right there, if I'm not mistaken. If you were to see today... Jaden Daniels is minus 500 to go second. You would think it's done. Somebody knows something. It's a done deal.
Right. Yep.
C.J. Stroud to go second last year. Do you know where what his odds were? A week before the draft? Plus 2,000. He went second.
2,000 is like the Sabres winning the cup.
He was not thought to be going second. He went second.
Wow.
So anyway, all right. Jaden Daniels does go two.
Okay.
Number three, New England. Do they trade out? No. They stay put, and they take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
Arizona's on the clock.
I don't like that for our trade-up potential. New England going receiver at three.
You might actually, who knows? Bean might have a trade in place, let's say hypothetically, at number nine. Like, okay, if one of those guys makes it to nine, we got a deal. All right, let's see how it goes. When Harrison goes three to New England, he's got to think, it's not going to happen. They're not going to make it. Arizona, fourth on the clock, goes Dallas Turner, edge rusher.
Wow, okay.
A little bit of a reach there.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers, fifth. Now.
Wow.
Now, if you're the Bills.
Brock Bowers.
You think it's back on.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those guys will be there at number nine if the deal is to be had with Chicago.
Well, because now the quarterbacks have been pushed down a little bit, too.
That's right. The Giants go with Drake May.
Sure they do.
Sixth.
Yeah. This is good.
Tennessee, seventh. Joe Alt, like, lock it in.
Yep.
Adunze to Tennessee.
Come on. Come on.
It is funny because...
Titans, do your job.
Let's
pick the tackle.
Let's step away for a moment. We've all read so many mock drafts. Hundreds.
Yeah.
You just click, scroll down. That when... If you run one on a computer and something happens that's different, you're like, what? How could that possibly happen? The Titans? And of course, they could take it. Roma Dunze. What do they have at receiver? DeAndre Hopkins and Treylon Burks?
They just paid Calvin Ridley $100 million.
That's true. I forgot about him.
All right. I would respect it. Like, hey, let's just have three amazing receivers. Hopkins is old, too. But
Atlanta, Malik Nabers. Look out for that team. Look out. And the Bears are on the clock, and the Bills call them and say, sorry.
We should have called who? Well, we couldn't call anybody, because in that hypothetical, how that goes, you're Brandon Bean. You want to do it. You know what? I would do it. I would pay heaven and earth. I'll move up. How that draft goes, you are not getting the Giants out of six.
Nope.
Because their quarterback has fallen. You're not getting a team to not pick their quarterback. Number seven and number eight, they both want receiver. They know why you're calling.
Yep.
if they want Adunze and they want Neighbors, they're not trading down with you. So in that situation, Bean could want to do it as much as he wants, and unless you're getting to five, you're not doing it. It's not happening.
To the Bears at nine. Okay, now this draft becomes the trade up for Brian Thomas Jr. Plan B.
Yeah.
See if we can do that. The Bears at nine are going to make their pick. Of course, at PFF.com, there are no trades. Cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell goes. The Jets, offensive tackle. Minnesota, Byron Murphy, defensive line, interior. Okay. J.J. McCarthy lasts to 12 and goes to Denver.
Okay.
Surprising that Minnesota passed on him, huh? Yeah. In this draft, at least. Raiders go corner, Saints, tackle, onto the Colts, who are listed as receiver for need to pair with Michael Pittman and Josh Downs. Will they do it? The answer is no, tackle. Now it's Seattle.
This is a spot.
You want to move to 16?
We could call Seattle.
All right.
I think I want to move to 16. I don't want to give up. Can I give up my second next year, though, instead of this year?
Let's go with 28. Minnesota's second from next year.
Yep. And a fourth?
Put it this way. 28 and next year's second from Minnesota, PFF.com says, has an 82% chance to be accepted. 82% chance.
On its own?
On its own.
Well, let's throw in a fourth, just because what do we need another fourth for? We got a million day three picks. Or
okay.
fifth, something like that.
Minnesota's second next year and pick number 163.
Okay, sure. Fine.
95% chance to be accepted.
Beautiful.
Here's the thing. Let's say the Bills have exactly this, like a likelihood to be accepted.
Right.
95 is too high.
They have an AI calculator. Yeah, yeah. It's going to evaluate the GMs of the league and tell you what the chances are.
This is the beauty of the draft, or at least us playing games with it. Because I'm thinking, I don't want to send them one that's 95 to be accepted. I want to send them one that's like 65 to be accepted. And then it gets accepted.
Because then I feel
like I won.
No. No, you win when you get the player.
95 is too high. I'm going 82%.
I don't like this. Why are we even playing with fire? So we can draft a punter in round six? Around five, wherever that pick was?
Boy, that Minnesota second rounder has a lot of value in this formula.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I'm just first.
Ready? Punching in potential. I could offer to move up 128, 133, 144, 160, and 163. And none of that touches next year's second-round pick for Minnesota.
Do I just give them all our day three picks? Could we do that?
I'm offering this trade.
Here's our whole draft past round two.
I'm doing it. Offer the trade. Accepted. We're on the clock.
All right. Let's go.
Top guy on the board. Cornerback Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
No.
Edge rusher.
No.
Laiatu Latu is right there.
Stop.
Jerzon Newton is right there.
I don't want to know these names. I don't even want to know who these people are.
PFF has Brian Thomas Jr. 25th.
That's fine.
Boy, we're going to get a D on this draft, Joe. You want to do it, though, huh?
I don't. Yeah, I'm good. The D is for dangerous. Let's go.
Hold on. I'm getting weird here now with this. I traded into the spot. Now I'm going to trade back out.
Come on. No, we're not.
Yeah, hold on.
This
Why
game.
Can't this be done?
I'm not the assistant GM. I am going to quit on the spot.
Hold on. If
we trade up to then trade down.
Hold on.
He's there.
I'm on to something.
What?
I'm on to something. We become day traders. We just moved up from 28 to 16.
No, this is
nuts. Listen, hear me out. I'm now going to move from 16 back to 22. I'm going to add in, What am I going to get from Philly?
What do you want, a third?
They don't have a third. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get 120 to do it.
How about a player? Can I get a...
Accepted.
Nah, player.
All right, let's see who Philadelphia...
Wait, so we just traded back from to 22?
You did. They took Jared Verse. We pushed their luck. We have
5 picks to go now, then. What happens if Brian Thomas Jr.'s picked?
I don't know. It's time to get weird. Whatever. We've had too much draft coverage.
This
What's
is nuts.
More worthy of talking about than trading up, immediately trading halfway back? This is a good idea. All right.
Imagine the Eagles, who did we trade up? Seattle's reaction.
Yeah.
When you pick...
How different is this than when the Sabres traded Matt Molson, then he got traded again for more? Or was that... Who, was that Molson?
No, that was Marco Scandella.
Marco Scandella. The Sabres traded him for a fourth. He was then spun for a second.
But that was a month later, not 90 seconds after you pick him.
All right.
Or after you do it.
Jacksonville's up. We're pushing our luck. Who are the Jags taking?
They're not picking a receiver.
They might.
I hope.
They took a tackle. Bengals on the clock.
If they pick Brian Thomas Jr. and I've traded down, what do they do? Tell me.
Tackle. Rams on the clock. We're up in 3 picks.
Flames fire here. Can we trade back up?
I mean, we could. Listen, if you want to trade back into 19,
I want to go from 28 to 16 to 22 to 19.
Okay, we're doing that. Up to 19. What's that going to take? That's going to take.
Give me a fifth. Offer them a fourth.
I can offer them 160.
Okay.
And I want 217. All right. Yeah, I'm going to offer this trade. We're on the clock. 19th.
Okay.
I'm trading down.
We're trading to 20?
Yeah. We just went from 22 to 19. I'm trading down one
trade. You got to trade with a team, though, that doesn't want receiver. That's the key here.
Yeah.
You're trying to remake the board so you can get as much value. Can we somehow trade up and down over and over so that we make sure that the teams that pick before 28 are only teams that would never pick wide receiver?
You know, some people say this is too bold and you couldn't dream this big, but here we are.
This is a great idea.
We're trading down to 21 with Miami. Yeah, that's right. In-division trade. And we're going to get pick number...
We want Tua.
We're going to get a fourth rounder next year.
Third. We need a third.
Oh, man. How about this? I didn't know the ProFootballFocus.com did this. It says they are not interested in trading for this pick. All right. Well, I guess that's not going to happen.
All right. Well,
I could trade on...
No matter what you offer them?
I could trade on one spot with Pittsburgh. We're going to do that.
They want a receiver, though. Why is Pittsburgh trading up?
No, it also says they're not interested in trading for this pick. Looks like we're on the clock.
All right, we're on the clock at 19. That's all we can... Unless we move further back. We'll move back to 28.
And see if we had a net gain.
Yeah. Can we move back to 28? See what happens?
There's nothing I want more than this now. Than a team to do this. The Bills are on the clock, and they're off again. What are they doing?
Could you imagine the vibes at the draft
party?
It
would be amazing.
We would be all over the place.
What a roller coaster. Yeah, yeah. Let's see what we can
up
do
up and
here.
Down and up and down.
Let's see what we can do.
Day traders.
I'm telling you.
The day trader draft.
We're moving back. We're moving back to 24.
We're calling.
Yeah. Dallas is called. They want Xavier Worthy.
Okay, and that's fine.
And we're
going
to trade back
anyway.
With Dallas. And we're going to add. Man, it says they're not interested in trading for this pick. Is PFF.com, have they shut me down
No,
here?
Because everyone, this is what's happening. This is accurate. PFF knows we're the crazy people that are trading up and down. The whole league is going, what are the Bills doing? And now all the GMs have blocked our number because they think we're up to something.
You know what?
Can we move back to 28?
You're not wrong.
Call Seattle back.
Hold on. I've tried to move all the way back into the 40s.
And still nobody wants anything to do with us?
Really, nobody wants anything.
We've poisoned the well because everyone doesn't trust us now.
I think I broke Pro Football Focus's draft simulator. Nobody wants it. I'll trade back to Kansas City. Nobody wants this pick. They won't let me trade again.
Anywhere?
No. I can't even offer them a future first. Nobody will take it.
All right, so we're picking. We've been forced
I'm going to write a sternly worded letter to PFF.com. What are you trying to do to me? I can't make multiple trades? All right.
We've made 3, haven't we?
True. We went from 28 to 16 to 22 to 19.
Yeah, like we've done a lot of damage already.
That's right.
They've allowed a lot.
All right, here's what we're doing. I'm taking Leetu Latu.
No, we're not.
And then,
not.
Hold on. This isn't over yet.
Are you kidding me?
All right, fine. We'll take...
No, what's the plan? Do you want to trade Latu
and
do what?
No, I took Brian Thomas Jr. Got him. Now,
okay.
We got to trade back up from our second spot with some of the pieces we just added in those other trades.
How many picks do we have at this point?
It's a good question.
Because I'm a little lost here.
I think we've lost track.
I think we've probably lost a lot of things here. All right. Pause and offer trade. Minnesota's on the clock at 23. I'm going to offer them 60.
So to move up 37 spots. Probably have to give them a first next year, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to give them a first next year?
Yeah.
Do we want to do that?
Not really.
For who? Mitchell? You want Brian Thomas Jr. and Adonai Mitchell? Listen, if they're two boomer bust X receivers that run super fast and are huge, one of them's bound to hit. Probably not both, but one of them. Lock it in.
I'm giving them a second and a third from next year to move up to 23.
A second and a third.
Which second? The Bills second or the Vikings
second? We already traded the Vikings second.
Well, listen, I got a little lost.
We
in
did?
I got a little lost in the shuffle.
We
here.
Don't have the Vikings second anymore? No, we used that to get the Seahawks pick.
All right, we'll just let the draft go. Resume draft. Just wait till the second round.
Imagine the narratives that have been derived from this draft by Brandon Bean. He is just going up. Indecision. Are they working the board? Have they lost their minds completely? Is there like a glitch going on? Someone hacked the draft somehow?
Yep.
So we have Brian Thomas Jr. though at the end of it.
We do.
Okay. And we still have a second round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, we still have 60?
Yeah, we're finishing out the first round right now. Going to the second round.
Okay. All right. Well, this was an adventure, but I think we ended up in a place where I am very, very content. Which is Brian Thomas Jr. Today is my favorite idea. Tomorrow we'll see.
Hold on, I'm getting back up in the top of the second round now.
We're moving into the second round?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's one that has a 68% chance to be accepted. Offered. No. Four attempts remaining.
Can you do player trades?
Yes.
If you offered 60 and...
Shane Bouchel.
Well, I want Ayuk.
PFF.com, I can offer them Diggs.
Oh, he's still on the Bills?
Yeah.
How do I get Ayuk? Can I get him?
I've included Dawson Knox in this trade.
Okay.
Dawson Knox in a third next year to move up.
Okay.
They've taken it. Okay, we're on the clock again. Troy Franklin.
At what pick?
34.
34? And Franklin's the guy?
Yeah.
Is McConkey there still?
I didn't even look.
All right.
Troy Franklin. Just want to see how we did on the draft picks.
Okay.
Listen, I apologize for this absolutely ridiculous segment.
The day trader draft.
The day trader draft.
Yeah.
Someone should perfect this.
This is like the GM. Like, if you are in control of this, you've locked yourself in a room away from the rest of your staff, and they're trying to break the door down because you are just, you've lost it. Completely lost it. But we got Brian Thomas Jr.
We did. Yes, we did. All right, we're going to break in. 803-0550 if you want to comment on that. I don't know if you want to be a day trader draft, whatever. Matthew Berry, an email just comes across. Wide receiver rumors gone wild. Okay, let's get some of those.
Just think, if that draft plays out at our draft party, it will be the most memorable night of your entire lives. We'll have a ton of fun with it. The wide receiver big board will be throwing all around, names all over the place. You can get tickets, by the way, the WGR website, Resurgence website, our Twitters as well. You can get tickets next week. $45, pizza, beer, well drinks, 4 hours, drafting. It'll be fun.
803-0550. Join us here and also on Thursday at the draft party on WGR. This NFL
offseason. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.